So there's this whole conversation of during the elections of low information voter. So are you aware of that terminology?
Low. I mean, it's just somebody that doesn't really know much of what's going on. They're just voting for a certain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're voting for a platitude, or you're voting because your family has always voted Democrat. So therefore, or on the flip side, you know, your party has always voted a Republican. So therefore, mm-hmm. that's what you're doing, you know.
Right.
Or I hate the gays, so I'm voting Republican, or, you know, the stereotypical vote. It's very.
Yeah.
You want to think it's a small amount of population, but
it's a big part of population.
Unfortunately, you have, after this last election, with everything going on, you know, okay, going back to, you know, November timeline, when the whole thing about Hunter Biden was starting to blow up, you know, about his dealings with the various mm-hmm. other countries and boards and all that, and how his dad was tied into it and all that. To be fair, none of it has been proven yet. People keep saying, oh, I have the documents and the proof, and nothing has really popped up with that. Now, people are like, well, it's because, you know, the Democrats are suppressing it. Whatever. We'll see. You know, that's the great thing about truth. Eventually, the truth comes out, because mm-hmm. people can't hide things forever. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. Now, I don't know which way it goes, but regardless of fact, okay. You take all that, though, and, you know, people are trying to cover that in the news. Well, you have the news stuff like they call it the mainstream media, you know, MSN, CNN and all that, and they didn't cover any of that. And then after the election, you know, some of that stuff started coming out, and then people were like, wait a minute, if I would have known about this, I wouldn't have voted for Biden. And
of course,
and the various studies show it might have, and I say might, it might have been enough to swing the election. Because some of those people who were polled said, I didn't know about any of these news stories. And they're like, even if it's not true, if there's a possibility of it being true because, you know, whatever, they're like, I couldn't have voted for them. And then they're like, I know. And they asked on the survey, they're like, would you have voted for Trump? And they're like, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
They would have voted for Trump if they had heard about the news story. But mm-hmm. they never got a chance to hear about the news story. So yeah. In that case, I don't call those people who didn't hear about low information, because they weren't, I would almost call that suppressed information voter. The main news sources literally suppress what they could see and hear and do and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's dangerous too. Because obviously that's just bias.
Yeah. Yeah, your low information voters are really the people who have literally no idea about any of the issues going on. Like, hey, what's Biden's tax plan? What's Trump's tax plan? What's Biden's policy on foreign war? Stuff like that. What's Trump's history on foreign war? What's Biden's history on foreign war? What's Biden Kamala's policy on police and that? And people who don't know that, and they're like, nope, I'm just going to vote because it says a D there.
That's what,
or I'm going to vote there because it has an R.
Yep.
Or I hate that guy, so I'm going to vote the opposite.
Yep.
Your low information voter, you know, that unfortunately is a good chunk of them, unfortunately, yep. Nowadays.
Gosh. Now, I feel like I've asked this before, and this isn't, I guess, related to that, but for the whole, like, Biden's, I don't know, plans or whatever. So is he going to raise minimum wage to 15? Is that still like a legitimate
thing? He wants
to.
Okay. That was just in the news, I think, last night even.
Was, okay. Because I've just started recently hearing about it being brought up again. Because obviously I know Bernie was a big guy about that. But then I wasn't 100% sure if Biden was going to be trying to do the same or what. I wouldn't have been surprised, but I wasn't for sure.
Yes.
Because then even that.
So in the, so there's a COVID proposal out there in the House right now,
mm-hmm.
that Biden has pushed. And inside of there is a $15 federal minimum wage in there. Inside the plan currently in front of them.
So what is that? I mean, so that means every place that would hire you has to at least pay you $15 an hour.
If it's a federal minimum wage, yes.
That's great. Sin, I just feel like this is, I mean, it's going to destroy local companies, businesses.
Well, okay. Without giving like how much you make at that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you made, I'm just making some sense here, okay? So don't correct me or anything. I'm just going to use you as an example. If you made below 15, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a coworker that also makes below 15. All of a sudden, both of you have to be raised to 15. What they're probably going to do is they're probably going to get rid of one of the two of you to allow for their budget. Because it's not like they're getting magical money put into their bank accounts to accommodate for having to pay this extra wages to people. And people are like, oh, but it's the right thing to do. It makes everyone feel happy. I don't care if it makes you feel happy or not, because the reality of the thing is we have money that has to come from somewhere. And where's this money coming from? You can't just magically make money appear out of thin air. So oh, wait, you can. And then that leads to inflation. And then all of a sudden, a loaf of bread is going to cost you $12 and, you know, half your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Because the necro baker in back will only make more bread if he has human flesh.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that nasty? No, yeah, it's... Because, I mean, yeah, just thinking about work and stuff like that, it's like either, yeah, we shut down for the week that, like, UPS wasn't picking up any orders or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to imagine, you know, having to have everybody's minimum wage go up to 15 an hour. Yeah, I can see them having to cut people from working.
Well, think of it this way. You have some stores, you know, companies have willingly raised their minimum wage to like 15. Like Target, I know, starts at 15 an hour now, you know, for new employees and that. Mm-hmm. Walmart, I think, has a phased approach into that, right? But, and I'm not disparaging anyone that works at a restaurant or anything like that, but okay. McDonald's as a high schooler, $15 an hour.
That's a ton of money.
That is a ton of money. Also, if it's $15 an hour, guess what? That high schooler ain't going to get that job. They're not going to want to.
People are going to be actually fighting for that.
Yeah. They're going to, because that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. My job is to put a piece of meat on top of bread.
I might not say meat. I'm just saying.
Okay. No, well, it's more meat than Taco Bell meat.
See, okay. It's weird that you say that. Totally random, but like I've heard someone say that Taco Bell's like the most healthiest fast food compared to like McDonald's and stuff like that. But I was like, I've also heard that Taco Bell is the worst.
Well, it's the healthiest because it's just paper in a burrito shell. Right. So
there you go. All
right. But so Biden's plan that he wants to push, right? It's like a $1.9 billion plan. I think they said billion. I want to make sure I'm saying billion. Nope, trillion.
That sounds about right.
I say billion sounds too small. Trillion, and includes that $15 an hour minimum wage. Yeah. And I just look at them like, we're going to have some, you know, for like where I work, it's not going to impact us at all, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll be honest, there's probably no one making under 15 an hour where I work.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure at like your place, there are.
Mm-hmm.
You might even be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I don't care what people know about me right now.
Yeah. But, but what I'm saying is, you know,
yeah,
that happens. And then all of a sudden, hey, I have increased costs. Now, do I pay all my workers extra and just eat the costs and then raise the cost of goods sold, which means you're gonna have to pass all that cost on to your customers?
Mm-hmm.
Which all of a sudden then they look at it and go, well, this other company didn't raise their prices, we're gonna go with them instead, which then is gonna impact your business, which then is gonna impact your income flow, which then is gonna impact the number of workers you can retain. Da-da-da. It's a cycle of horribleness.
It's a mess.
So I don't know how we're gonna get out of this one fully alive on this one. And I say that because of the fact that more than likely this thing is going to pass the House and the Senate. Because, again, Democrats control both.
Both of them.
Both of them. And for the most part, most are like, yeah, whatever Biden says we're going to do. You know, I say that with the knowledge that there, and I don't remember their names off the top of my head, but there are a couple that have said, hold the boat, slow down, let's look at some of these things and stop this.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what else Biden wants to do. Because yeah. I have a feeling, oh boy. I have a feeling we're going to see some people just freak out what's going to happen here.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. It's like, I guess I'm always a little nervous of both sides. I'm just overreacting. Because, I mean, as, well, I don't know, and I know there's things about with the whole, because we've already talked about the U.S. Capitol, but there's, like, word on, you know, everyone that rioted at the U.S. Capitol, they weren't, granted, not all of them. I'm sure, obviously, there still were, but they weren't all, like, Trump supporters. It was other people that were wanting to make this happen, but I don't know.
Yeah, and okay, as a follow-up to that, mm-hmm. there have been multiple people identified and arrested
who
were not Trump supporters, but in the riot pretending to be Trump supporters.
Yeah,
you know, they were Antifa and BLM, and so they have been arrested and documented who they are. You know, Capitol Hill Chewy, or as I've learned, his real name is QAnon, the QAnon shaman. Yeah. You know, he really was a Trump supporter, right? You know, he's like actually like on social media. He's like, and I don't think he realizes because he's probably an idiot that Trump is banned from all social media.
Yeah. I want to look this guy up again.
Here's your dad. So we're just gonna pause.
Uh oh. Hi. What? How? What's his name? The Chewy guy.
What?
The Chewy guy.
QAnon shaman?
QAnon. I don't know how to spell that.
I don't know if he has a... what are you looking for? His social media?
No, I just wanted to look him up on the internet. QAnon... Oh, what? Jake and Jelly?
Yep.
A madman. It's quite the outfit.
I wouldn't be surprised if this QAnon shaman was a fan of August Burns Red.
Oh, gosh. Don't drag their name in the dirt. No. See, all my, the two things I have of their own equipment just going to have no value to it now.
Oh, wait. They have value already?
Yeah. Yes.
So sorry about that. We had taken our break there. So if this conversation seems disjointed, it's because it is disjointed, yeah, just a little bit. Anyway, so we were talking about QAnon shaman, and I was looking up him, some things on him. So this guy is a little out there. So the QAnon shaman, also known as Jake Angeli, that's his real name. He's actually used to serve in the United States Navy. So congratulations, all you Navy people. You have a crazy person in your ranks.
Another one. It's just another one.
Yeah, no, just another one. But anyways, he believes that televisions and radios emit very specific frequencies that are inaudible and affects the brain waves of your brain. He also believes that the Freemasons designed Washington, D.C. according to ley lines that amplify the Earth's magnetic field. In storming the Capitol, he said that what we did on January 6th in many ways was an evolution in consciousness, because as we marched down the street along these ley lines shouting USA or shouting things like freedom, we were actually affecting the quantum realm. This guy's a nutso. So, yeah. Good old.
Good old
QAnon shaman, and I'm sure he, honestly, at that point.
Okay. At what point?
At that point, I like, Like, I would throw conspiracy theorists into the low information voter pool.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand how reality works, to be honest.
I guess it depends on what level of conspiracy theory you are.
Really? Ley lines and...
Well, I guess it depends on what conspiracy theories you believe in. Because it seems like... Well, granted, I don't know what is it... Oh, I need to stop talking to our old friend Brewer.
So you're sounding very Brewer-esque today. Yeah. You really are.
Because it's like, I feel like there could be, I guess, what makes something a conspiracy theory or just a theory?
Okay. Like, so a theory is, you know, you have a belief in something, and
yeah,
and then when evidence is presented, you're either like, okay, it confirms that theory, or it denies it. And you go, okay, it denies that theory. Okay, we go on.
Yes.
Flat Earth. Okay.
No. Well, yes.
Okay. Flat Earth. QAnon with the ley lines. Yeah. Let's see here. The lizard people.
Oh, that's
Roswell Area 51.
That's a conspiracy theory. The lizard people
thing? Yep.
That hasn't been proved yet?
QAnon. Let's see. Pizzagate.
Pizzagate?
Yes, Pizzagate.
What?
You don't remember any of this, huh? This was back in the 2016 election, Pizzagate. Pizzagate referred to this conspiracy theory that there was a pedophile ring in the back of a pizza shop, which Hillary Clinton like either knew about or participated in, something like that, but that it was like a Democratic thing. And they're like, there's this report that says in the back of this pizza shop there's a pedophile ring and da-da-da-da. So it became known as Pizzagate.
Wow. Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I know. You're like, Pizzagate, what's wrong with my pizza? What?
Yeah, can I not have it anymore? I don't want it anymore.
Yes, pizza is only now for Democrats. Sorry.
Dang it. I liked pizza.
You have chemtrails. You have the Denver airport conspiracy theory. So you have that. What was the other ones? I'm trying to remember what some of these other ones were. The Illuminati, the Freemasons, 9/11, you know, the fact that it was an inside job. Sandy Hook, people say that was done by the government, you know, to force, you know, gun control laws and that. You know, so you have a bunch of them. You can honestly throw like the whole Trump and Ukraine and Russia into it as a conspiracy theory, because there's been no proof come up about it.
Right.
And people go, well, that's a conspiracy theory. We're not going to conspiracyception here. I'm sorry, people. That's us.
My brain's going to blow up.
We're not going into that. You know, Barack Obama in his birth certificate, that was a conspiracy theory that, you know, he wasn't born in the U.S., blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So you got all these things. Oh, and Jeffrey Epstein's death.
Yeah.
Now, that one, I don't know if that one counts as a conspiracy theory. If I have to pick one conspiracy theory that's believable, it's that one because the guy had too much dirt on too many people. I just got to say that. Okay? I got to say that. You know, people think global warming is a conspiracy theory and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's all this stuff that's out there. And so you can read up on some of them. So really it comes down to, you know, hey, you know, like the 9/11 one, you know, they're like, look, there's no way the fuel in the airplane can burn to melt steel. It has to be a government job. Look at that. We're so cool. We're stoned and we know what's going on.
We just had to take some drugs before we did a research on it. It all makes sense now.
Of course. You know, the Illuminati, that the Illuminati is controlling everything. You know, that the whole, you know... Like, I've actually seen people, and I will say this, there are people on the right side, on the Christian side of things, that will point at a dollar bill and say, look, here's the Illuminati symbol, therefore the government's controlled by the Illuminati. I have seen that before, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, you are giving people in the Christian circles such a bad name by doing this. And then they're arrested for not paying their taxes. True story. A guy who is a famous creationist, I forget his name off the top of my head. Like, he's gone into obscurity now. But, like, he had all these crazy theories about, like, the Illuminati controlling the government and all that. And then he refused to pay taxes on his property or anything else that he had. And he got thrown in jail for tax evasion. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And he's like, these are the things that you people don't want you to see because the government's controlling. I'm like, oh, boy. Kent Hovind, that was his name.
Ken, okay.
He had some interesting, like, yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yes.
Man. Yeah. There's a lot of crazy people out there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of crazy people. And the thing is, the way the life is going on now, unfortunately, people are looking for these conspiracy theories to try to make sense of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have how our culture is being just changing so rapidly right now. When I say changing so rapidly, I mean, we have this, like, going back, you know, a little bit here, but the gender neutralizing of language. You have, you know, if you're, oh, this one blew my mind. Okay.
Yeah.
People are upset because, like, 80-some% of straight men said they would refuse to date a transgender male to female. And people are upset about that.
Why can't... No, okay. I... Okay.
You understand what a trend...
Yeah, I get okay. What's going on there. It's a guy that changes himself to a girl but wants to be with the dude.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I feel like that's a mean game.
Now,
if I want to date a girl, I want to date a girl. I'm sorry. I don't want to date a man that wants to be a girl.
Oh, I got to fake news myself.
Oh, okay.
It's 97% of straight men refuse to date.
That's shocking, I feel like. But not. I don't know. Wow. Well, I guess I am of that 97%. I'm so sorry.
Now, this survey also says that most gays and lesbians also reject these transgender individuals as well.
The what?
Most gays and lesbians also don't reject / don't want to date these transgender individuals as well.
But.
I know.
Man, the hypocrisy never ends.
So, and the reason, the way this came out is because there's actually a push. It's by some activists. Here's the headline, and I know they are being hyperbolic with this headline. Okay. Activists. Transgenders are sexually unwanted. Government should end compulsory heterosexuality.
What?
Yeah. The survey... the author of the survey admits that of... You know, the people that they show in the survey, that transgender people are sexually unattractive to, you know, the people that were shown. You have this just rapid change in language. You have this rapid change in what you should be is acceptable. You know, getting back to that whole concept of, you know, those on the right are like, yeah, do what you want. But those on the left are like, hey, you have to believe what we believe, right? Well, I'm sorry, Aaron, you know, you're not. A good human being unless you are willing to date a male to female transsexual, according to people on the left.
I guess I'll own it then.
You mean you don't want to date me? My name is Sarah.
My name is Sam Sarah.
No. If I have a higher voice, yeah, no. I don't want to have a higher voice.
It's a big, burly, hairy guy with an Am's apple and a pink dress.
Yeah.
It's you in tall dwarf form.
Yeah. I'll pass on that.
So, therefore, you are a bigot. Congratulations.
Man. Oh, dang it. But, ah, that's rough. Oh, well. Gosh. I don't like... Nah, it just seems so scary where things are going. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm not really scared. It's fine. It's all going to come to an end at some point.
Yep. It'll so, okay. I find it fun... And I say funny. Funny.
Yeah.
Because you know how I said, and I had to dig up the stat real quick, how I said before that, you know, 97% of straight men said they would not date a...
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting, in 2019...
Was it smaller than that?
It was 98%.
Oh, so it's gone down a percent.
It's gone down a percent. But this...
That's progress then. What you mad about, people?
This is from the Human Rights Campaign.
Oh, no.
Or it's from the Trans Rights Campaign, which is a division of the Human Rights Campaign, okay? Because, they're like, oh, straight men are evil because they won't date a...
Yep.
Well, only 11.5% of gay men, can you call them men anymore?
Yeah, no, that's...
You have to call them gay-thems?
Gay-thems. So would you have to get rid of... Would you have to get rid of one of the words? Would you just get rid of, like, I'm talking, like, for, like, gay or, like, lesbian? Because lesbian's technically just always geared towards women.
You have to go back to the old... You have to go back to the old wording, of which is homosexual, they got rid of because they hated that, so therefore they went to gay and lesbian, but now we're going to go back to it.
Go back to it.
All in the terms of progress with language. But regardless of that.
Okay.
So, 97% of straight men said, no, I will not date a male-to-female...
Trans person.
Only 11.5% of gay men would even consider dating a trans person.
So...
They're not that much better than those straight men.
That's still 89% saying no.
Yeah. So 89% of gay men are also hateful bigots like the straight men.
Yeah.
I think the straight and gay alliance should unite together to combat this craziness.
We're together on this. But then all the guys that change to female that want to be with men are going to be left alone. Oh, this is too much for me to take.
There's a lot going on with this, but it's that changing and mutation of our cultural norms, our cultural language and everything. And it's starting right here in the House of Representatives, the head of our government, where it's changing.
Yep.
And it's just crazy that this is continuing on. And it all started because at the start of this year, instead of passing COVID relief for everyone out there who did everything, they instead said, nope, instead of using, niece and nephew, it's thy sibling's
child.
You can't even call daughter or son anymore. It's child. Because, heaven forbid... You assign a child a gender at their birth.
Because they have a penis or a vagina.
It reminds me of, have you ever seen King of the Hill?
I used to watch it a little bit.
Okay.
Not much.
There was, I saw this clip. I didn't know about this clip. I when it came up, I was like, oh, wow. It was a clip from King of the Hill. So back when King of the Hill was before thing. All this, before all this like craziness in language, right?
Yeah.
And Hank Hill, he's at his doctor's office, whatever. And he's like, Hank's like, I just need you to fill on this form that I am male. And the doctor goes, legally, I cannot do that. I can have some blood work run and give the results on that, da, da, da. And Hank's like, can't you just look between the legs and tell him, look there and put on the form? And the doctor goes, no, legally I cannot do that, otherwise I'll get fired. I'm like, and that's the culture we're going to.
That's what it is now.
I'm like, I saw that and I was like, that is just a perfect example of where we're going. We can't say that because feelings. Because Aaron today wants to identify as an astral rag booty.
What?
that's your gender for today, astral rag booty.
All right, I like it.
I don't know what it means.
I don't know.
You're going to have to define what this gender is for us. But you don't have to do that right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're like, what the heck? What am I doing? I don't know. So,
but I still exist.
You still exist, yes.
I'm still that.
You still have rights.
Yeah.
You still are legally protected through things. And I'll say this, regardless of what a person identifies as, you know, do you want to identify? Okay. I'm going to add some caveats to that.
Okay.
If you want to identify as a baby and have someone change your diaper, we're going to talk. There's some issues there. But if you want to identify as an amorphous blob or an asexual or a gay lesbian, you want to do whatever, or you go, no, I was born gay. Do not limp me with you straight people. If you want to do that, then whatever. I don't care. Okay? You are still a person, and you still deserve respect.
Yes.
You still deserve dignity. You still are covered by the same rights as everyone else. And I will say, and I will shout it from the mountaintops, I will fight to protect that. I don't care. But if you go, say my words only, and if you don't, you die, then we're going to have a problem.
Yes. On both occasions.
Yeah.
It literally just comes to the point of when you're being forced on something, or like if you force yourself on others, then it's like it's crossing the line.
Yeah. Now it's and it's one thing, like, you know, Aaron goes, look, I'm a binary non-binary now. I don't identify as male or female, and I want you to call me they, them. And if he asks that in person, and after I get done laughing at Aaron.
after you hurt my feelings.
I'm kidding. And I say that because I know Aaron. So yeah, after I get done laughing at him and going, okay, funny joke, haha.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a new person I never met for the first time, I wouldn't laugh in their face immediately.
No, I'd be like, oh,
I'd be okay. But if this is my personal point of view, and you tell me if you follow along on this line of view, Aaron. Okay, like if you came to me, first time meeting you, right? You go, I'm non-binary, please refer to me as they, them, whatever. I'd be like, okay, that's not my, you know, internally I'll go, okay, that's not really my style, but they ask politely, it's not going to cause me an issue. I'll be like, okay, fine. You know, right. And I'll be like, I might screw up because that's not my normal terminology. And I'll be like, that's not my normal terminology, but I will try to be respectful.
Yeah.
And if I screw up, I'm sorry. You know, and correct me, but not be like, you said he. Be like, reminder, I want to be they, them. You know, like, okay, sorry. I apologize. Did it move forward?
They, them.
Okay. Mm. Now, that's different than judge comes and says, chung. Aaron, you may only refer to this person as they, them legally from now on, otherwise face death.
Yeah.
Different case.
Oh.
You know, one you're being legally compelled to, the other is you're doing it out of respect.
Yeah.
So in that case, I'd be like a lot more, no, we're not going to do this.
Oh, if it became a legal thing.
You know, like when you're trying to compel that speech.
Yes.
But if I'm just meeting someone for the first time and they're like, would you please do that? I'd be like, okay, I'll try to respect you. I'm going to screw up. Sure.
Yeah.
Are you in the same boat or would you change
it? I would say so, yeah. Because that goes along with any friendship, no matter what the situation is. Because there's going to be friendships where different things are like, well, I guess you could use the example that, I mean, that was off air from earlier from game night or whatever, that whole situation.
Oh, jeez, don't even get me started.
Yeah. So, I mean, that being one example, but I guess just for, like, I don't know, any friendship, if you really want to keep it and there's, like, anything that you have to compromise on, it's, like, you're going to do it out of the respect of the person because, I mean, you want to stay friends with the person.
Yeah.
Now, granted, friendships aren't just a walk in the park kind of thing. I mean, you have to work at a friendship, and friends screw up with one another. So hopefully there is that whole forgiveness aspect in it. And if you're sincere about it, you're going to keep trying to be a friend to the person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be the same thing as for the whole refer to me as they or them. You call me he or she, whatever. Josh, good old Josh, he was telling me, he's like, Aaron, he's like, you kind of need to cut your hair, man. I was like, why? He's like, well, I'm looking at you from this angle. So you just got this long hair. He's like, you almost look like a girl. I'm like, nice. Stop looking at it.
That's not what I'm looking at. I'm like, you better be careful. He may leave his wife for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm cutting my hair then.
All of a sudden, you are Erin.
Yeah.
You are no longer Erin. You're Erin. Do I have to refer to you as she?
Sure, if you want.
No. Oh, I was trying to get you to say no, no, and then you said, sure, if you want. I'm like, oh, no. That went off the hill.
See, okay, I'm gonna just keep the rest of that to myself. But, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I am very much so on the same mindset as you are on that.
Okay.
As long as it's not a legal thing and I'm going to actually be severely punished.
Yeah, so when Nancy Pelosi tries to make her house rules apply to everyone's private houses, then I'm going to have an issue.
Oh, yeah. Because I've been calling my dad the same thing for I don't know how many years. I ain't changing that now.
Nope, you now have to refer to your dad as they.
Hey, they!
Yeah, exactly. He's no longer a man. He's a blob.
See, he wouldn't be able to understand it anyways, so it wouldn't...
He wouldn't be able to understand
it. It's just not worth trying.
Your poor dad. Your poor dad.
This would just be too much for him to handle. He wouldn't want it. So I'm just going to keep calling him the same thing.
All right, fair enough.
Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to communicate with him. I mean, I probably would be able to.
Communication is important.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough, man. Fair enough. All right. Is there anything else you want to add on this?
No.
All right. I'm fine. Well.
Word vomited enough.
You word vomited enough? No, you have not word vomited enough. Trust me.
Dang it. Well, this is true.
Yeah. So I know this is a two-parter, and this started out as a conversation about a man and a woman.
Yeah,
and it just kind of moved into the whole conversation about culture as a whole. So thank you for sticking with us on this two-parter of a man and a woman.